The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Evoke from quiet, cloudy San Francisco morning. It has occurred to me over the years of practicing meditation that we can never remind ourselves too often of just how the process of mindfulness works. You know, Phil, did you get those messages that the video is not working?
It's enabled now.
Okay. So the process of how mindfulness engages our human consciousness. We can't remind ourselves too often of just how that is. The usual way of being is me in my world. It's so persistent that it's just an assumption we make. And mindfulness is to bring attention to me and my world, but not to change it into what it should be. That the outrageous proposition of mindfulness is that just how it is, it is the ground of awareness, is the content of awareness. You know, there is within us, I think, through our deep dedication to practice, a strong impulse to curate it, to manage it, to influence it in a way that's more appropriate. And of course, more appropriate is according to me, whatever our being constructs as appropriate. There's a teaching that persists in many schools of Buddhism that say the awakened are awakened to the workings of karmic mind. So this is our teacher. The very karmic conditioning that constructs me and my world and interacts with it and approves and disapproves and has the full range of feelings and memories and associations around it. This is what's being offered in the practice of awareness. So with that in mind, to simply notice. How is mind this morning or this afternoon, whatever time zone you're in? How is mind now? And as you open in that way, can you notice a shift from me constructing something to experiencing me? The shift from the mind that has an agenda to awareness of that mind. And sometimes we initiate that way of being just by attending to the content, noting, acknowledging. And as we do that, to notice, is there an impulse to curate, to nudge it over to how it should be? I'd suggest to you this morning to let it be the wild and beautiful thing that it is. How amazing that in this moment we are the product of a lifetime. Actually, we're the product of a stream of lifetimes. We're a product of our environment. We're a product of the experiences that have shaped us. And here it is, crystallized into me. What is me right now? What's happening in mind? What's happening in the realm of emotions? And can it be drawn into body? Can it be embodied? Can it be noticed as it reverberates through physical being? And as it happens, this mind conjuring up whatever it conjures up. Can we allow it? Can we breathe it in? Can we allow it to be just what it is? And can we notice the disposition of allowing? Allowing what is to be experienced. Experiencing the experience. Me being me. expressing, being, moment by moment. Embodying the experience that's happening. Breathing it in and releasing it with the exhale. and mind be allowed to be exactly what it is. Can that be held in awareness? Embodying in the here and now, whatever appears in consciousness.